Welcome to another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Memorial Cup and its fantastic finale, as well as some 2015 draft eligible players. So, Russ, we're going to start off. We're going to bring in Ryan Yessi, head scout for HockeyProspect.com, to talk about some 2015 draft eligible players. And Ryan, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, Ryan, I know you guys are pretty close to finishing off the big black book for the 2015 draft. I believe you're about a week away from, a few days away from completion. So I know you guys are excited and probably breathing a sense of relief to get that done. So let's talk about some of the guys that are going to be in that book, not in your top 30, but just outside of it, you know, rolling into the second, maybe third round. We're not going to give those little teasers away, but they'll be in that mix. And the first guy I want to ask you about is a guy that I've seen quite a bit this year at international tournaments, and I know you guys saw him as well, in Jonas Siegenthaler, big strapping defenseman out of Switzerland, you know, 6'2", about 215 pounds, has played some pro in Switzerland, has played, you know, multiple under-18 tournaments and has played in the U-20s. Based on his overall play of this year, you know, what were your thoughts on how he performed? Because like every young player, there's some peaks and valleys in your year. But I thought overall he was had a good year and was steady, if not good, in many circumstances.
Yeah, overall I'd say he had a good year. Our scout Mick out in Switzerland got to see him all year. I got to see him at the World Juniors, and I was extremely impressed with his play. He's a big 6'3 defenseman, uses his size well, but he skates well for a big defenseman, which he really utilized in the World Juniors. He was willing to rush the puck up ice. He moved the puck intelligently. He was a guy who made an impact in all three zones. And over the course of the games that I saw of Switzerland, I saw him getting increasing ice time throughout the tournament, and they started playing him in a critical role in every game situation. For Mark, he went to the under-18s as well as the World Juniors, and our reports on him kind of died off near the end of the year. He was starting to get a little worn down playing in the men's league. And then on top of that, in the under-18, he played such a big role for his team. It seemed like he was just trying to do a little too much for his style of play.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a point where any player could sort of hit the wall. But if you look online, people can see that he has worked tremendously on his skating, his footwork, his positioning, and all that's improved from what I could see. And, yeah, I like his two-way ability for sure.
You know, yeah, I think he's, you know, if I'm going to project him as a playing style, I'm going to say defensive slash two-way man, two-way D-man. And I don't mean two-way in terms of he's going to produce a lot of offense, but he's a guy that can make such a smart first pass. You know, and I agree with Ryan in terms of what they had mentioned with their staff is that in the under-18s trying to do too much. And when you're playing against the opposition's top lines, you're always out in every critical situation. You don't have the depth of defenseman that he did at the under-20s. Obviously, he didn't have Mirko Mueller there as well to help out, that he can get stuck trying to do everything. And I know statistics, Ryan, aren't everything, but, you know, in the under-18s in seven games, he had 4 points, had 20 PIMs, you know, that got a little out of control, but it was still a plus two considering, you know, Switzerland didn't have the greatest under-18 tournament, and he was overwhelmed by some great talent sometimes with little help. Does that play into your guys' assessment as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Switzerland produces some really talented players, but they're still in tough against the powerhouses, against Canada's and USA's and the Sweden's and Russia's. You know, so he's going to have his hands full in every single game. And that was a true test for how he was going to perform against some of the really top-end guys in this draft class. And even though, you know, it might be a little hard on him to say that he had a rough tournament, but he definitely contributed to the team. And we did want to see a little more out of him. But when you play that much ice, a guy's going to get worn down throughout a tournament.
Absolutely.
You know, I think the less we see of a player – and you guys have seen him more than most, the more critical we we seem to be in rankings, like Central Scouting has him ranked as an example, 12th in European skaters. Now, he's way better than that, but how much did they see him? And it seems like now you guys have answered the questions on him.
Well, you know, and that's also everybody has their own thoughts on a player and projecting him into the NHL, and we're going to, you know, in 4 or 5 years we'll find out how that all turns out. So it's always interesting. The next guy, Ryan, I want to ask you about, I'm really curious to get your thoughts on from your staff, is a guy that I've seen quite a bit out west, in Austin Wagner with the Regina Pats. Big winger, 6'2", lanky though, needs to still fill out. But we started to see, like last year he only played 42 games, had 2 points. This year he got lot more ice, a lot more opportunity, showed some spontaneous goal scoring, played way more physical and aggressive with 53 PIMs. What were your guys' thoughts in a staff overall with this player? Because I thought he was a guy that shows who's raw, but shows promise.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. He's a very raw talent, but he's got a lot of upside to him in regards to the style of play he has. He's a big physical winger, great size. He needs to fill out a little more, but he skates well for a big guy from what the reports I've heard and a little bit that I have seen of his games out west. And I like the power game. He cycles the puck well. He does a lot of the little things well that a big man like him needs to do. He's a guy, I'm not a big fan of comparisons, but I see a little bit of Remy Elie in him in his draft year, you know, a guy that's still growing into his size, has some intriguing offensive upside, moves well for a big guy, gets the job done in all three zones. He's one of those guys that just really looks like a player at the next level.
Yeah, it's amazing he's been playing for Regina for so long. He's already played more than 100 games for them, and he did that in like March. So it just shows you that they got his feet wet early. I've seen some clutch scoring out of him. I've really seen some good play out of him.
Well, and that's once you get some opportunity, and this sometimes happens. This is where you can't rely on statistics fully or a large margin when you have players like this who have had to wean themselves into a team and get increased ice time. So you have to watch them really intently about the habits that they have. And I go back to what Ryan said in terms of playing a pro-style game, cycling the puck well and going to the net and setting up and, smart on the forecheck and taking good angles and all those little things. You don't see the flash, but you see all those things that coaches want out of a player. And when you're that big, that's enticing when you're that north-south type of winger that Austin Wagner is. So I'm really curious to see how he progresses and then where you guys eventually have him on your list, Ryan. So, intriguing package. And I like the Remy Elie, sort of comparison of how, slow it took Remy to get going. And once he got going, he just shot like a rocket. So interesting to see where Austin Wagner ends up. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ryan Yessi, head scout for HockeyProspect.com, about some draft-eligible players outside of their top 30. Their black book is going to be available on June 8th, so anybody who's looking for draft information, that's the Bible, the best book I've seen in the last 15 years that I've been working and doing prospects. Great book.
Same here, and it's not just because I've woken up Mark Edwards, because he's fallen asleep at 11 o'clock at night because he's, gone 24 hours working on it.
Yeah,
not
no.
Not because of that.
No, the staff does a great job, and I know, they're really dedicated in what you guys do, so kudos to you, Ryan, for that. One of the next guys I want to ask you about is, I know a guy you see a lot in Nikita Korstalev out of Sarnia, and this is a kid who I think is one of those dangerous skaters who can change their speed, can, like, lateral move, is excellent, creates lots of time and space, and is just as skilled at shooting as he is passing and loves to control the play. I think he's a guy that, most people kind of have under the radar, and couldn't end up being a second-round pick for an NHL team and come out and surprise some people.
Yeah, Korestlev's a really big wild card for this draft class because he has so much upside, but there's a lot of concern to his game. I think his skating is an example of something that's got multi areas to it. Like, you know, he doesn't have a great top speed, but when he gets in one-on-one, he moves very well for a big guy. He gets around guys. He can make those highlight reel plays one-on-one. He has, in my opinion, one of the hardest shots in the draft, and one of the hardest shots I've seen in all of juniors this year. His problem is he's got to hit the net a little more often. It kind of reminds me of the guy from the Mighty Ducks, you know, one in every five he hits the net, but when he hits the net, you don't see it go in. Playmaker, he's actually shown a lot of playmaking ability. He's shown a willingness to use his size. He's got a big frame. And it brings me back to, like, a game in February against Kitchener. He was the most dominant player on the ice. Every shift he made something happen. He crushed guys. He did everything he could possibly ask for him. But then the next game, he was completely invisible. So that's what makes Kurestlov have a big wild card in this draft class. He's got top 15 talents, but he only shows up half the time. So it's going to be interesting to see which version of Kurestlov shows up as he progresses.
Yeah, the one thing that I've picked out on him, but I'm not as critical these days because of the work teams can do, is I don't like his acceleration. But I know I've seen that improve in players, and everything else does look good, and he definitely has a goal scorer's touch.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where he goes, and like I understand where Ryan and the guys are coming from in terms of the consistency. And we have to sometimes remind ourselves that, yes, they're 17, 18-year-old kids, and that consistency generally doesn't happen until you get into your early 20s. So, but that's something that's a work in progress, and he has to understand there's some things about his game he's going to have to get better at. But, you know, it's so much more difficult to teach somebody who can make those plays at high speeds, who can create time and space, who can find their line mates. So I'm curious to see where he goes, Ryan, and I'm curious to see where you guys end up putting him in the overall list. But I agree, a wild card, a guy who could come out and make you look fantastic, or a guy that just doesn't make it. So we'll see what happens. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Ryan Yessi, head scout for HockeyProspect.com, about some 2015 draft eligible players that are just outside their top 30 list. Travis Dermott is a guy I'm really curious to hear what your thoughts are, Ryan. It's a guy, you know, he's 5'11", just a shade under 6 foot, maybe around 185-pound D-man, but really shows some flashes of offensive ability. What were your thoughts on his play overall this season for the Erie Otters?
Yeah, Dermott is a good two-way defenseman. He showed the upside of the ice. He's a physical defenseman in his own end. He's tough to play against, but he's a smooth skater. He rushes the puck well. He moves the puck well on the power play. A lot of times he was the only defenseman on the top unit with guys like McDavid and Strome. He's got a powerful shot, distributes the puck well to his teammates. He's a guy who really progressed over the year. You know, at the start of the year, he'd rush the puck, but he'd get a little too complacent. He ended up getting stripped. And he'd do a lot of little things where you could see the talent, but he was making mistakes. And what he did over the course of the year is he corrected a lot of those things, became a weapon for the Otters. You know, if this guy's 6'2", I think there's no doubt he's in the first round. But the 5'11 is really the only thing that worries us at this point, if he's able to continue to play his style of game.
Now, I have to ask you, Ryan, how many points did he get because of Strome and McDavid? I mean, I know he's a good two-way guy, but how much benefit was there?
I think it always plays a factor when you play against guys that good, but I think he did an effective job of getting puck on the net. There was a lot of times with a shot like his, he was able to create rebounds, and you get guys like that standing around the crease. Remy Elie's another guy who came on a trade, and he's just a beast in front of the net and scores a lot of garbage goals. But they did create more space for Dermott. He had more time and more space on the power play because people were focusing a lot more on him.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where he goes in the draft. And, you know, from what I see when I watch him play, and I had the same question as you, Russ, is Dermott this good, or is he a benefactor of having elite-level talent around him, particularly on the power play? But when you have a young defenseman like Ryan had said, who, you know, you put him on the number one power play unit with these guys, and he's the only D-man out there, that has to say something about how the coach uses him and then when he uses him in certain situations. So you sort of have to balance that as well, because you can't punish him for being on a team with – guys that are highly talented.
No.
But you have to take that into consideration, which I think is fair. And, you know, I think that's what Ryan and Mark and the rest of the guys at HockeyProspect.com have done. So, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show, giving us great insight on some of these kids at the 2015 draft. And look forward to seeing your black book next week and going to see how much hard work you guys have done. So, we will definitely see you at the draft in Florida in another month.
Absolutely. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
All right. That's Ryan Jesse, head scout for HockeyProspect.com. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 2015 Memorial Cup and the fantastic ending that happened down there. So stay tuned, and we will be back right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.